So it's always been difficult, but it's never received the attention that it has, particularly with reference to law enforcement officers, policemen, and local people that are supposed to be protecting and defending all the citizens. Nowadays, all of these things are full force, and the media's covering all of them. The details that we've had on the mass shootings, the opposition of certain law enforcement people to go along with the regular rules of the Constitution, 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. The fact that voting now has taken on an enormous importance in many parts of the country where African Americans had beforehand been kept out, marginalized of the political process. And now they're not only voting, but running for office and taking public positions that we didn't see in an earlier period of time.
I had seen that you're mentioning African Americans. I saw that the president had endorsed you. I know when he first got in, you were a little, I wouldn't say iffy on him, but you know, it was like you had to do a couple of things to kind of try to help him because they were having problems getting Obamacare and all that through, I guess. How do you think the relationship is now? I mean, he's endorsing you for Congress, obviously, but are you getting along with the administration all right?
Well, I was endorsed by my previous election by the president himself, and for this time as well. He's turned into a very effective president in a time where racial tensions and economic differences of view have never been so prominent. He's handled it in a way that is masterful. I cannot think of who I would have preferred. Sure, I liked Bill Clinton and we got along well, but he was the one that finally yielded to conservatives and introduced very strict rules regarding people on welfare or getting public assistance, to our great disappointment. But President Obama has been able to steer a middle course because the conservatives were against everything that had to do with improving health care and making it more accessible. And they were determined not to get Obamacare through on addition to other benefits that have been accorded to Americans. And there's still more to be done. And I can't think of anyone that could have handled that more effectively than Barack Obama, number 44.
Let me ask you about your own self. You know, they always say that that all politics is local, right? But you're ranking member on judiciary. You've got a lot of big national issues that you're having a say in and trying to help shape. Is it hard to do that kind of stuff and at the same time be trying to bring the bacon back to the district here?
Not really, because that's always the dual role of a federal legislator. Not only is to take care of his constituents in his particular district, but to think of the broader scheme of things in terms of national policy. And coming out of the the views of Martin Luther King, who I think reinvigorated the civil rights movement, it was very important that we look at how do we improve the economic and political status of all peoples on all continents and in all countries. And so America, it seems to me, has that responsibility, and the federal legislature plays a huge role in that. And that's why I'm proud of both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, because he has effectively moved her into an even more progressive status. And to me, that is very, very important. And she's reacted to the challenge of a person who was initially thought not to be having to be taken so seriously. But he made everyone look at him, and now he's prepared to give her a full-throated endorsement himself.
I don't have the time. I'd like to ask you about Trump, but I don't want to get off. So, working on those issues, how will your work on that help people that are in your district here?
Well, all of these issues relate to not only people in my district, but working people throughout the country, which is the overwhelming majority of the citizens of our great nation. And so it's going to play in quite rationally. My number one goal is to move the concept of full employment forward, not just to a talking stage or getting it noticed, but to actually develop the programs that are necessary to create full employment in the wealthiest and most powerful country in history.
And can you do that with a Republican-controlled Congress?
No, you cannot. But that gets back to getting more people to realize that their vote does count. And it's this lack of feeling in that way among a lot of people that I have to work on, because unless a person is motivated to vote, to them, this is just the business of other people, and they don't see the direct connection. But to me, there is a connection, and that's why the coming election is so critical. We just have to energize and motivate more and more people to participate in the electoral process. And that's what we're trying to do in the many ways that I've learned about in the course of my career.
When you're talking about the election, you have any concerns about some of the people that have been supporting Bernie? I mean, a lot of the stuff he talked about, single payer, you know, all that kind of stuff that you've pushed for, he's trying to get it in the platform, but he's not going to be the candidate. And some people, some of the ones you talk to, don't sound like they're so thrilled with Hillary. They're still in mourning because Bernie didn't get it. You know, how do you invigorate them?
Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? What we have to do is make everyone understand that there are always winners and those that are not quite so successful. And so I think I noticed in Hillary Clinton a new reaching out to Bernie Sanders. I think she's benefited from his challenge, because it was more substantive and more serious than anyone, including myself, had imagined that it would be. And she's adopted some of the things that he's pushing for. And TPP and other things that she was not too much against, she's opposed to now. And I can't give Bernie credit for all the moves that she makes that I think makes her a more progressive candidate, but I do think it makes her one that will appeal to those people who were saying, well, my vote may not count. I mean, I hope the best person wins, but I don't think it's going to affect me that much. And at the same time of this coming election has come about the realization of the great differences in economic status of the 1% over the 60%, where the 1% have more accumulated income than all of the 60% combined. And that sort of makes you think that we might be able to do some more close loopholes, make gun laws more effective, and try to develop the relationship racially between police and African Americans so that all of these incidents will begin to diminish and the relationships will improve.
Just a couple then on your campaign direct. The challengers again, like, you know, I've covered you the last 18 years and before that maybe even, I guess, but I know since I've been doing it, it's the same kind of thing. You've been there a long time. You're well known for your civil rights stuff. We need to honor and respect Congressman Conyers' service. But, you know, he's been there too long, and it's time for fresh blood. How do you answer those kind of comments back?
Well, fortunately, I get very few, have very few critics that put me in a position to have to answer that, because my activity has gone on without end. We're putting together the records of this past Congress of what I wanted and what I achieved. And it's quite reassuring to me that the struggle goes on and the activity is still there. And I'm not like one of, like a member of Congress that is faded into the background or that you don't hear of much or you wonder if he's still in Congress or is this his last term, because I'm right in there moving with all the major issues that I always have. It seems to me that to keep this country in an important place in the hierarchy of nations, that it's very critical that we address all of our problems. And amazingly enough, we're doing it. And we're doing it in such a way that it's attracting more attention and more analysis. The media is picking up on distinctions that in an earlier period of time, I don't think that they would have. And so I feel good about it. I still love my job. I like the work that I'm doing, and I'm going to keep it up.
Not to question you, but do you love it? I mean, you know, Paul Ryan, Boehner, all that stuff. I mean, and you got to deal with all that all the time. It just seems like that would get wearing on anybody after a while, you know?
Well, no, it's that's what the job is all about, is taking positions that you are worried about or feel are too conservative and analyzing them for their failures and then trying to put together a larger amount of people that support a progressive agenda. And that's what's happening, and that's why getting people to the polls means that they understand that their vote does count. And to me, that's invigorating. I am in no ways tired of that. The struggle was going on long before Ryan and even Gingrich, between conservatism, smaller government, less progressive views, and I think it'll continue that way as well.
You know, you're sometimes they've had questions about counting the votes in Detroit and that it takes a long time. Could there be some funny business or something? Now your main challenger is the Detroit City Clerk. Do you have any concerns? Do you have any concerns about that?
No, none whatsoever. Everybody can run. I expect that people that don't appreciate the progressive views that I espouse, and I came to Congress espousing them. I was energized by the most effective citizen that I've ever known, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And so I don't expect things to change. I think that most people appreciate the positions that I take. But that's different from saying Conyers is okay and voting the full length. Look at what's going on in terms of making voting more difficult and complicated. Official ID, limiting the time of early voting, making absentee voting more complex.
One last one. I always will try to ask candidates this. For whoever would wind up hearing this on the radio or would see it online or whatever, if you're going to make your pitch to them, why should they vote for you for Congress?
Well, because I support the issues that have been most ignored or neglected or feared in the federal legislature, and I want to see this country benefit equally every single America with full employment, with economic and political justice, and leading the world in diplomatic relationships rather than force.